I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media. As members of the legislature struggle to craft a budget for the upcoming fiscal year, they've found at least one thing to agree on. Arizona will not participate in the federal Real ID program. That bill also gained the approval of Governor Janet Napolitano, who sat down with us in her office in the state capitol.
Because the federal government wasn't paying for it. When it was first proposed in 2005, the idea was that the federal government would pick up the lion's share of the tab, and they'd never put any money into the system. They keep changing the rules, they keep postponing the deadline, and it became not practicable. Arizona has now joined 13 other states, and we're not going to be part of that process. And I venture to say that without significant federal money in it, no state's going to do Real ID.
Now, you had proposed a 3-in-1 license. That's separate from Real ID, and the legislature still hasn't decided one way or another what to do with that.
Well, they didn't hear it, and because they confused it with Real ID. So I'm hopeful now that Real ID is off the table, they can revisit the idea of a 3-in-1 license. The 3-in-1 license would be usable to go into Mexico and Canada. An employer could use it to verify citizenship for purposes of the employer sanctions law, and you could use it as a driver's license. Those are the three functions of the 3-in-1. And since travel to Mexico and Canada is covered not by Real ID, but by another federal law called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, and that is going into effect, and because I know lots of Arizonans go to Mexico and Canada, having that optional driver's license makes a lot of sense. So I'm hoping the legislature revisits that idea.
With Real ID, do we Arizonans get in any trouble when we try and get on an airplane if the federal government decides to continue to push forward with Real ID?
Well, not anytime soon, because the effective dates have been pushed back to 2011 and beyond. And as I said earlier, 13 other states already have said no way. And having spoken with and met with the majority of the nation's governors, there's a lot of sentiment in that regard amongst the other states as well.
You also today released an economic contingency plan to help folks. Things are not good out there, foreclosures and a lot of things. What's in your contingency plan to help Arizonans?
Really, what it is it's got several categories to it, but it deals with housing. It deals with how to deal with other issues that may arise in economic hard times. It provides numbers, website access, how to make sure you're getting access to the services that we have to offer. And not just government, but we can help link you into other services that the community may offer as well.
And this isn't a service, though, someone calls you, and as much as you might like to help them out of foreclosure, the governor's office doesn't help them out of foreclosure. They have to take some responsibility and get on the phone themselves, correct?
That's right, but we can get them linked up to the right numbers, the right people, the helplines that are there. And quite frankly, when borrowers take some action there, the majority of times they are able to get worked into a standard mortgage and not get foreclosed.
Talking about mortgages and budgets, how are budget discussions going here at the Capitol?
I'm not having discussions. The legislature has to produce a budget, and it's not even partisan. The Republicans themselves, who control both houses, have yet to produce a budget, much less something that they seriously can bring to the Democrats or to me. My goal is to get us a budget that makes sense. I know we're going to have to make some cuts and some changes. We have a very serious situation here. But in my view, we can do that while protecting education and safety net services and making some good investments for the future. And that's what I'm aiming to do.
Give or take, we have 2 weeks left to get this done. Is it time to start thinking about contingency plans if the legislature can't get it done? Or is that a little alarmist and premature?
Well, it's both. It is time to think. We have plans in place. We've had them before. In some years, we've gone well into June, even later than now, before we got a budget. But let's not be alarmist either. There are 2 weeks to go. They've had a lot of time to look at the numbers. The numbers aren't changing, so it's time now to get to a package.
The National Guard, talking about the border, they're leaving the border after a couple of years, and I know you and I have talked about it. You're not happy about that.
No, I think it's wrong. I think they've done a good job down there carrying out some responsibilities that otherwise the Border Patrol would have to do with their limited manpower. We've seen their impact on the numbers. Other things that were supposed to happen while the Guard were there haven't been accomplished, and so it seems to me premature to remove the guard. So the border governors, Governor Schwarzenegger, Governor Richardson, and myself have been pounding on Washington's door saying, how come this is the only deadline on border issues that you're actually adhering to?
Is it the type of thing where you can work with the other border governors and just put border guard state or border state guard on the border and not worry about the folks from Kansas or Minnesota or wherever?
Well, we'll look at some options, obviously. But the problem is then the state has to pay for it. And as we know, the state of Arizona and the state of California both have large deficits. And this is really a federal responsibility. Arizona taxpayers shouldn't have to foot this bill.
Heading up to the Western Governors Association meeting, I saw you were chairing a panel on water usage in that in a couple of weeks in lovely Jackson Hole. What are some of the issues you're going to be talking with?
Well, that's assuming, again, that the work of the budget is done and the legislature is completed. But, again, the Western Governors, we meet regularly, and these are issues that particularly affect the West, forest health. I'll be chairing a panel on water. One of the things we're going to be looking at is water conservation, not just quantity of water, but actually usability of water, use of water, and conservation, and really the still the most rapidly growing part of the country.
Governor, as we wrap this up, let's talk politics for a moment. You've been a long supporter of Senator Obama. We know your stance on whether you would be willing to join his team in some fashion or another. But in a perfect world, who would you like to see him pick as a vice presidential nominee?
Oh, it would be presumptuous of me to say. That is for Senator Obama to select. And the Democratic bench is a deep one. He has lots of good options available to him. And they'll go through a process. I'm sure he'll go through a careful process to select a running mate.
You've been listening to a conversation with Governor Janet Napolitano. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.